हरिः ॐ सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Okay, so the ending, this is the this section is all on sadhana. Okay. Dehotashibindavan vasa, the desire for aspiration for residence in. So then on page 45, top the last verse of the last Psalm 28. Taru mule vashi taha shuni juraiva hiya hiya kabe shuke go goyabha di vasa. Sri Govinda Gopinata Srimati Radhika Sata Dekiba Ratana Simhasane. Dina Narottama Dasa Karaye Dulaba Asha E Mati Haibe Katadine. When will I see my lords Govinda, Gopinath, and Srimati Radharani? As they happily sit together on a jeweled throne, poor Narottam Das prays for such a vision. Right, so when we will be absorbed in seeing the Lord and thinking about the Lord, and that becomes the aspiration. Otherwise, you know, so many other aspirations we have. You know, we want to get this accomplished or that, or see this person or do that. And they're all important parts of our service. But at the same time, is we have to appreciate that the idea is that this service will continue forward to where we'll be able to do these services. In the association of the, you know, with serving the Vaishnavas in the association of the Lord. So it's natural that that aspect is there because just looking at the aspect of the service itself, the technical point, that frees you from all material contamination. And you move closer to Krishna. But it's at the same time as cultivating that positive that you want to develop that attraction and attachment to Krishna. That develops more into prema, you know, directly. So it's a matter of these two facets are there. So the one will end up in the other because it's just a matter of time. Because if by serving Krishna and doing all your technical things, engaging the mind, body, and words in Krishna service, then one gets purified, one gets detached from the material world, one gets that proper knowledge, right? But at the same time is because one is being freed from all the material contaminations, then the mind is more naturally inclined and attracted to Krishna. And so you're naturally going to move forward towards that. So he's just pointing out that this is where the mind will be going as you advance, like that. Psalm 29. So this coming up, that's natural, that's normal. But that coming up means now what are you going to do with it? You're going to use it to serve. See, is that what comes up when we're dealing like from the Sahajiyas, then their thinking is, no, I'll just be absorbed in thinking about them and the ecstasy of thinking about them. And it'll be so wonderful. But they're not doing any specific service. Right? They talk about, well, I'll do this and I'll do that and I meditate, but it's all about themselves. It's not about, no, in that transcendental liberated position, you're going to serve Krishna. It's not about enjoying the situation. That's what we do now. We want nice situations that we can enjoy the situation. But it's not even that we specifically enjoy the situation. We just enjoy that the situation exists that we could enjoy if we didn't make the endeavor, though we may or may not. And even if we make the endeavor, we may not enjoy. Like we decide we have all the nice facilities, all the nice kitchen, but when we cook, it may not come out nice, or we may burn it, or we get it ready, but something else will come up, and this and that. And so it's just having it, we're satisfied, we feel secure, right? So this is going beyond that, that the satisfaction comes in actually doing the service and pleasing Krishna. In other words, gaining the goal is what is our satisfaction. In other words, our security is in pleasing Krishna rather than our security is we have a nice environment that's useful. Nice environment, nice knowledge, nice skills, nice qualities. Those things, those are secondary. The primary aspect is that we use them to please Krishna. They're there, they exist. Mechanics exist, but you do it. That's the important point. In other words, let's say someone who is good at cooking and all that. So then when he's serving prasad to the devotees and they're appreciating, that's where the pleasure is. It's not, you know, as for others, wow, I have this fabulous kitchen, I could do so many things with it and this and that. And that's for satisfaction. Though they may never necessarily cook for the Vaishnavas. But they're just happy that they could. You know, or now and again, once a year, twice a year, they do, and then that's good. But no, they're regularly cooking. It's about serving the deity, serving the Vaishnavas. You know, so they see, you know, family is happy, friends are happy, Krishna is happy, all this is going on. So it's a slightly different position because we're used to, if I just get a situation, that's the goal. But actually for Vaishnavas, it's pleasing Krishna in that situation, that's the goal. And so naturally you'll be in that situation. If your goal is to please Krishna, naturally be in the position that you can serve Krishna. Right? The two go together. Right? To cook, you're in the kitchen. But to get to the kitchen is not a goal. Right? You want to cook, so yeah, you immediately get to the kitchen, but it's only because you're going to cook there. It's not that getting to the kitchen when you sit down in the kitchen and just get on the counter and sit there and you're, you know, mood dry, like this. No. You know. So that makes sense, you know. Or whatever it is that you chant when you get in the kitchen. All of you know, whatever it is. You know. It's like that. But it's not about these things. It's about doing something in the place. Right? That's why then the Vaishnav liberation is not important for the Brajbasis, because for them it's about serving Krishna. Even you're an associate, but if you don't serve, because as pointed out, if you're an associate, you've asked the Lord, please, my Lord, I want to be your associate. You've asked for that. Krishna has to arrange that. And then, you know, he has to always consider that, okay, where is that God? You know, he always has to be around. And not that he's happy and all that, but we see is that it puts the pressure on Krishna to arrange that you're a servant, you're an assistant, you're an associate. But for the Brajbasis, it's just they want to please Krishna. So their whole effort is Krishna doesn't have to do anything. One just serves Krishna. So Yoga Maya takes care of all these things as her service to Krishna. In other words, the Brajbasis are directly serving Krishna. And Yoga Maya is creating the environment and the facilities and all that with which it can be done. Right? So Krishna is just the enjoyer. That's why you see in the other realms then Krishna means he has that aspect, other aspects that are there. So Krishna in Braj, he's the original, unique, full manifestation of the personality of God. Not that. So we see here is, when will I see them, you know, happily sitting together on the jeweled throne? You know, just, it's not just seeing them, but they're happy there. So they're happy there means the service is going on, everything's there. You're there, you're not creating the problem. Like that. You know, does that make sense? You know, so it should be they're happy. So that means they're happy with you. That means you're doing things that makes them happy. I remember once we went with a group of devotees to see some senior Vaishnava. And it had kind of turned into a bit of a, I don't know, what would this, what would you say? It would be, it's one of those happening things that you go and hang out when this Vaishnava was speaking, right? So everybody was going. So I remember coming in the room with the devotees that were always there, right? And one or two other devotees that, you know, were always there. And some more were, you know, some were coming in. And I remember the senior Vaishnava says, there's too many people here. Right? Meaning the wrong kind of people are coming. Right? They were having very specific discussions, so therefore it was supposed to be a specific crowd. People beyond that were coming. But if you look around the room, I was the only one that was not part of the main crowd. So in other words, he wasn't pleased that I was there. So if Radha and Krishna are happily sitting, that means, and you're seeing that, when will I be able to see you happily sitting? Means Krishna, Radha and Krishna are pleased with you being there. Why? Because the proper service attitude, as before, how we're a servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Rupa and all these kind of aspects like that, and so we're engaged nicely. And so that it means all that together. Does that make sense? It's not just, oh, when will I get, oh, God, aren't they so cute that I take a picture and all that? Oh, maybe make it a selfie. You know, no, you don't do that. Song 29. Hari Hari Kabe Have Vrindavana Vasi. Hari Hari Kabe Have Havo Vrindavana Vasi. Nira Kiba Nayane Jugala Rupa Rasi. O Lord Hari, when will I reside in Vrindavan and behold the beauty of the divine couple, Radha, Krishna? Chajiya Shayana Shuka Shuka Vichitra Palanka Kabe Brajera Dulaya Dushara Kabe Anga. When will I give up the happiness of sleeping on a luxurious bed? And when will I smear my body with the dust of Braja? Like, in other words, we're worried about our nice facilities and a nice this and nice that. When will we just be happy that we're in Vrindavan and just, you know, the dust from Vrindavan is, you know, just be in contact with Vrindavan. Shada Rasa Bhojana Dure Parihari Kave Braje Magiya Kaiba Matukari. When will I give up enjoying the six palatable foodstuffs? And when will I beg Madukari, like a bee in Braja, to maintain my body? Right, so he's just absorbed in Krishna. So then they'll just go out begging, get a little bit of something to eat, whatever comes, and eat that, rather than being worried about enjoying all the six palatable foodstuffs. Right? It means all the different six tastes, you know, what's salty, what's sweet, what's bitter, what's sour, what's astringent and what's pungent, you know, and then there are combinations and all that. And so then, you know, when will we not be worried about that aspect? We're just worried about whatever the Krishna sends. In other words, we're not worried about my arrangements. We're just worried about happy to be in the Dham. We're not worried about what is my specific food. It's just that we're dependent on Krishna, whatever Krishna gives us. Hari Krama Kariya Bedabha Vane Vane Vishrama Kariba Jai Jamuna Puline. When will I wander through forest to forest doing parikrama? And when I am tired, will I take rest on the banks of the Jamuna? Tapa Dura Kariba Shitala Vamsivate Kabe Kunje Baitaba Hama Vaishnava Nikate. I will cool myself down beneath the shade of Vamsivati and sit in the kunj with other Vaishnavas. Narottama Dasa Kahe Pari Parihara Kabe Va Emana Dasa Haibe Amara. Narottama Dasa says, when will that day come when I actually give up everything? But so, in other words, it's not about renunciation like here. So it's not the religion of renunciation. It's the religion of being absorbed in Krishna, you know, and in the association of the Vaishnavas and the holy Dham, be always absorbed in hearing and chanting and serving Radha and Krishna. That's the point that's being made. So giving up everything means that I'm not worried about everything. I'm worried about just serving Krishna. That's the main thing. So therefore, in other words, that person who is, he's doing that, he can also be, you know, situated in a nice place with nice facilities, but he'll be using it completely for Krishna because it's not about the facilities. Or he doesn't have the facilities, he'll be just as satisfied, because in that, then he'll take care. Does that make sense? So here is that, when will I give up everything? It's not about the giving up everything. It's about the being absorbed in Radha and Krishna. So giving up everything means being absorbed in Krishna. That's actually giving up everything. If you're absorbed in Krishna, then anything else is already taken care of. That's the point that's coming out. When will I come to that platform where nothing else is of importance to me except serving Krishna, you know, under the direction of the spiritual master? Does that make sense? Then, you know, if the facility you're in is favorable, you use it for Krishna. If it's not, then it's not that. So it's not that, you know, does that make sense? You're in the house, you sleep on the bed. But if you're outside, you sleep on the next to the jungle. Yes, no. Song 30. Swa, Vilapa, Sri Vrindavana, Vasa, Lasa. Lament for residents. Residents in Sri Vrindavana. So here is that, the other is the aspiration for that, but here's also the lamentation that they're aspiring for that, but then it's not happening. When will that occur? Because I'm unqualified. So in other words, these aspects of having a desire, but then seeing our particular position that we're in, that we're not maybe necessarily very qualified, and then having that determination to, you know, be focused, you know, on doing service and prayers to the, you know, that's prayers to the Lord, and that brings us to the natural, you know, that point of desire, things like that. So all these different combinations of these three forms of prayers will be there. Ara ki emana dasa habo. Shava chari vrindavane javo. Ara kabe shri rasa mandale. Gada gadi jivo kutahale. Ara kabe govardhana giri. Deki ba nayana juga bhari, shama kunde rad ha kunde snan. Kari kabe judabo parano, ara kabe jamunara jale, majane haibo nira male, sadhu sange brindabane bas, narutama das kare ash. Oh, when will it ever happen that I will abandon everything and go to Vrindavan? When will I eagerly roll on the ground where the Rasa Lila pastimes took place? When will I see Govardhan Hill to my full satisfaction? When will I bathe at Shyamakund and Radhakund and relieve my soul? When will I bathe in Jamuna and purify myself? Narottam Das longs and aspires to live in Vrindavan in the association of devotees. Okay. That was complete in itself. Right, so he's had all that, he's had all these nice aspirations, and then he's praying, so when will that day come when I'll be able to actually be absorbed in the Lord? Song 31, Matura Viraho Chita Darshana Lasa. Devotees yearning to see Matura. Kabe Krishna Dhana Pabo. Hiara majare tobo judaibo tapita parano sajaya divo kiya vashaiva prana priya nirakiva se chandra bhayana. When will I gaze on the moonlight face of Sri Krishna, the treasure more dear to me than my life? When will I decorate him and seat him in my heart, relieving my sinful life? Hey Sajani, Kabe Mora Haibe Sudina, Se Prana Natera Sange Kabe Va, Firibo Range, Sukamaya Jamuna Kulina, Lalita Vishaka Laya, Tahare Bekiva Gia. Oh, my friend, when will that auspicious day come? When I will wander in ecstasy with the Lord of my heart on the banks of Jamuna, carrying precious gifts in my hands. I will meet him along with Lalita and Vishaka. Will kind-hearted providence ever allow me the good fortune to meet my Lord, the ocean of transcendental qualities? Sajaya Nana Upahara, Sadaya Haya Vidhi Milaibe Guna Nidhi Hena Pagya Haibe Amar, Daruna Bidhira Nata Bangila Premera Hata. Tila matra na rakila tar. Kahe narotama das ki mora jivane ash chari gela brajendra kumar. Alas, my fate is that the stringent laws of providence have scattered the marketplace of love of God and nothing is left there. Narottam das laments, what hope is there for living now that the son of King of Braja has left me? But yeah, the marketplace of love of God. Lord Chaitanya is giving out. We don't see like that. Song 32. E bara pile deka charana dukan. E bara pile deka charana dukani. Hiara majare raki judavo parani. If I could see the lotus feet of the Lord even one time, I would keep them in my heart and relieve my soul. Hare nadhekiya mora, mane bada tapo, anale pashibo kimba, jale diva jampo. Without seeing him, my mind is greatly distressed. I keep thinking I burn in the fire or jump in the water to drown. Oh, I keep thinking, should I burn in the fire or jump in the water to drown? Mukera, Muchavo, Ghamo, Kao, Yabo, Pana, Guya, Gamete, Batsa, Nopatasa, Diba, Chandan. Chandanari Chuya. I will wipe the perspiration from his face and offer betel nuts to him. I will fan him and offer sandal paste. Vrindavaner Fulera Gantia Dibahar Binaya Bandiva Chuda Kanta Lera Bhar. I will prepare a garland with the flowers of Vrindavan and arrange his curly dark hairs to make a crown. Kapale tika tilaka dibo chandanera chanda narutama dasa kahe firi tera panda. I will mark his forehead with tilak and paint a moon on it with sandalwood paste. Narottam das says, this is the snare of my love. Vasanta rasa, amorous pastimes in the spring. Vrindavana Ramya Sthana Divya Chintamani Dhamma Ratana Mandira Manohar Abrita Kalindi Nire Raja Hamsa Keli Kare Tahe Shobe Kanaka Kamala. So the beautiful place known as Vrindavan is a transcendental abode in the spiritual world and is made entirely of divine touchstones. There are many beautiful temples made out of jewels, and swans known as Rajhamsa play in the waters of the river Jamuna, which flows through the transcendental land. Like Rajhamsa means the swans, right? Because a hamsa, I mean, can also mean a duck, like that. In Bengali, instead of saying hamsa, I'll say hash. But it's the same. They just don't say the A, the N. The M becomes a O. So you end up with, so ducks are also, so Rajhamsa means the swans. And the swans, known as Rajhamsas, play in the waters of the river Jamuna, which flows through the transcendental land. In the water of that divine river, there's a beautiful golden lotus of 100 petals. Tara madye hema pita astadale veshita astadale pradhana nayika tara madye ratnasane vashi achen dui jane Shama Sange Sundari Radhika. In the midst of that lotus, there is a golden platform surrounded by 8 petals. Situated upon those 8 petals are the principal Shakis, headed by Lalita and Vishakha. On that golden platform, the divine couple sit on a jeweled throne. In the company of Lord Shama sits the beautiful Radhika. And so there's always that arrangement of the yogpit. Radha and Krishna will sit in the center. Then that around them will be the Astasaki. So the Astasaki means the eight friends of Radharani. So that's headed by Lalita Vishaka. So like who we have here, Lalita Vishaka, Champaka Lata, Suchitra, Tungavidya, Induleka, Ranga Devi, Sude. Like that. So that's a different eight than the 108 gopis. You know, out of 60,000, 108 are main out of 108 eight are main out of that, and like this. So those eight, that's beyond that. That means all the heads of groups. So this means the eight friends that surround Radhika and her group. Yeah. Orupa Labhanya Rasi Amiya Pariche Kashi. Hasya parihasa sambhashane. Narottama dasa kai nitya lila shukamai sadai spuruka mora mani. The beauty and sweetness of Sri Radha and Govinda's forms during their talks, which are filled with smiles and laughter, is emanating showers of nectar. Narottam Das says, may these eternal pastimes filled with transcendental joy be ever manifested in my heart. And so it's the dynamic interaction between the Lord and the devotees that is so attractive and so wonderful. And so he's praying that may these always be within my heart. May I always be absorbed in this. So it's not just the situation and technically I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and this kind of thing, but it's about the rasa, this exchange between Krishna and the devotees. And naturally, as a side thing, services are there. Right? The primary point is that the exchange is going on, and then the services support that. You know, does that make sense? Just like the cooking's going on, and then you have a pot and you have a spoon in which you're stirring. They go together, but the primary point is not that I have a pot and a spoon and I move them around, pick it up and bang them together, and do kirtan, stuff like that. It's a matter of the cooking. So the pastimes of Krishna and his associates are interacting. That's the main thing. And then behind that, it's all the different wonderful arrangements of how they're sitting or the fanning or the tambula or dressing, decorating, bathing, you know, feeding them, all these different things, they all come up. Does that make sense? Yeah. So we have to see is the primary is that these things come. So what we're saying, sahaja, is they focus on the secondary, and they because I'm doing that, then I'm there. But that's not. It's because those who are interacting, then all these other aspects come with it.
Thank you. Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
One devotee asked me, may she pray to Krishna to appear in her life and interact with her. And I told her that we should be satisfied only by our service and not expect from Krishna such things. Is it in our situation, is it correct? Or we also should pray about?
That I would say is take it that I would split what she's saying into two parts. Means like you're saying, it's our that we're absorbed in service. And that, in other words, body, mind, and words are absorbed in Krishna's service. Right? Because otherwise we may be body, mind, and words and absorbed in all kinds of other things. And then we're thinking, well, Krishna will come and hang out. Right? So therefore is that as we become purified, we become less and less interested in the mundane arrangements. And so less and less it focuses on that. It's more about the service to Krishna, right? But now within that she's praying that Krishna, you know, may I always remember you. May I always be absorbed in your, you know, remembering your, and glorifying, chanting your name, form, qualities, pastimes. That is there. But saying Krishna should interact with me, that will naturally come. You know, what I can pray is that like this devotees that are there, and I hope to one day be able to assist them. You understand that they have to break it down as yes, that we're always absorbed, that we're always serving Krishna, we're always absorbed in his name, form, qualities, and pastimes, in the association of the Vaishnavas, like that, and that one day we may aspire to attain to a wonderful position like his associates are there as the servant of the servant of the servant, and like that you can see it go. But not just Krishna appears in my heart and then he interacts with me. But what's he going to interact with you based on? You know, should he put more butter on the toast, or that's too much butter, or what kind of butter is that, or you call that butter, or you call that bread, or, you know, I mean, what are you going to base it on? So in other words, know how, I mean, in other words, they're nice sentiments, but they should know is where they fit and how it works. So we see here in Narottams, it's always about serving in with these other devotees. So they're the ones that are interacting. We are assisting. And you can see in that we have service, but the main point is that if you're not remembering Krishna and being absorbed in Krishna, how is there going to be anything there? So it's in some extent. Yeah. So in other words, we're happy with the service, but these other things are all right, but you have to know where they fit. Like that. Like you say, if you're not doing service, then how is it that the Lord would be there? Because that has to be established first. And then you're praying to always remember Krishna and be absorbed in Krishna, be engaged in pure devotional service. So, okay. Okay. O Rupa, Labanya, Rashi, Amiya, Hariche, Kashi, Hasya, Parihasa, Sambhasane, Narottama, Dasa, Kai, Nitya, Lila, Shukamai, Sadai, Spuruka, Moramane. The beauty and sweetness of Sri Radha and Govinda's forms during the talks, which are filled with smiles and laughter, emanating showers of nectar. Narottam Das says, may these eternal pastimes filled with transcendental joy be ever manifest in their heart. Right, so that these things are always, I'm always thinking about. That's nice. That's a nice prayer. Right? Because that's the point, is all these wonderful things are going on. But then that means if you want them to manifest there, then you should absorb it by hearing, chanting, remember. Right? So if you want to always remember, then what does that mean? You should be chanting. Why will you chant? Because you've heard. So in other words, if we're always regularly reading Krishna book and the pastimes of the Lord in Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, you know, as the acharyas give, then we're going to be hearing about, we're going to be discussing that with others. And then in that way, then we'll start to remember. Song 34. Kadamba Tarula Dala Namiyache Bhume Bhala. Kadamba tarura dala namiyache bhume bhala puti yache fula sari 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 parimale bharala shakala vrindavana keli kare brahmara brahmari. The Kadamba trees of Vrindavan bend their blossoming branches down to the ground to offer obeisances. The bumblebees become maddened by the sweet fragrance from these trees. Rai Kanu Vilashai Range Kiva Rupa Labhani Pai Dagadha Kani Dani Mani Maya Abharana Ange Radhara Dakshina Kare Bhare Priya Giridhara. In this atmosphere, Krishna is enjoying sweet pastimes with Radha, and they appear so beautiful together, decorated with the jewels of charm and wit. Madhura, Madhura Kali Jai, Age Pache Shaki Gana Kare Phula Barishana, Kona Shaki Chamara Dulai, Para Paraj Dushara Stala Chandra Kare Su Shitala. Holding Radha's right hand, Giridhari walks so sweetly. Shakis shower flowers on them from the front and behind as one Shaki fans them with a chandra. Mani Maya Bhedira Upare Rai Kanu Kara Jora Niritakari Firi 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 Parashe Pulake Tanu Pare Mrigamanda Chandana Kare Kari Shaki Gana. There is a jeweled altar decorated with fragrant flowers and cooled by the moonshine, where Radha and Krishna dance in a circle holding hands and filled with ecstasy by each other's touch. Bari Kaye Fula Gadha Raje Shrama Jala Bindu Bindu Shroma Kare Muka Indu Adhare Morale Kiva Bhaje Hasya Bilasa Rasa Sharala Madhura Bhasha. The Shakis The Shakis offer sandalwood paste and musk, and shower Gandharaja, gardenia flowers, on Radha and Krishna. Tiny drops of perspiration increase the beauty of the moon-like face of Krishna, and at that time he sweetly plays on his flute. Narottama Mano Rata Bharu Duhuka Vichitra Vesha Shushume Rachita Kesha Lochana Mohana Lila Karu. The wonderful dresses and attractive smiles and sweet talks of Radha and Krishna, the hair decorated with Kushima flowers, and their enchanting pastimes all delight Narottam Das and fulfill all his desires. Right? So, as you said before, is if you've given up all material desires, then one can be fully satisfied in hearing and chanting and serving Radha and Krishna. Right? Because otherwise, then this is nice, and then there's other stuff that's nice. You know, it's just like, you know, you're tasting all the nice things. But the point he's making is this fulfills all desires. This one thing, by being absorbed here, everything else is taken. Song 35, Swanishta, dedication to a worshipable object. Dana Mora Nityananda, Pati Mora Gorachandra, Prana Mora Jugala Kishora, Advaita Acharya Bala Gadadhara Mora Kula, Narahari Vilashai Mora. Lord Nityananda is my wealth. Lord Gorachandra is my protector. The youthful divine couple Radha and Krishna are my life and soul. Advaita Acharya is my strength. Gadadhara Pandit is my family heritage. And Narahari Sarkar is my happiness. Like as if I can't remember how you say, renunciation is the wealth of the Vaishnavas, and by Lord Nityananda's grace, one can give up all material attachment. Vaishnavera paraduli tahe mora snana keli tarapana mora Vaishnavera na. Vichitara kariya mane bhakti rasa ashvadane Madhyastha Sri Bhagavata Purana. I enjoy taking bath in the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, and chanting the names of the Vaishnavas are my offering of oblations. I have concluded that to relish the mellows of devotional service, Srimad Bhagavatam is the best medium. Right? So in the association of Vaishnavas, one is relishing hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So he's saying, this is the best situation, right? Following the footsteps of the Acharyas, chanting the glories of the Acharyas and the Vaishnavas, and to relish the hearing devotional, the mellows of devotional service by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or what's described in Bhagavatam, in the association of the Vaishnavas, that's the best situation. Vaishnavera utishta tahe mora mana nishta Vaishnavera namete ulasa Vrindavane chautara tahe mora mana gera tahe dina narottama dasa. Let my mind be fixed in accepting the remnants of the Vaishnavas. Now I will be jubilant to hear the names of the Vaishnavas. My mind is attached to the courtyard of Vrindavan, says Narottama Das. Right? So that's the thing, is the courtyard means, as I always mentioned, the courtyard of the heart means, the courtyard means is on the inside. That's where activities happen. You have a house, the traditional houses, and you have a big courtyard, and the houses around the courtyard. Means you, so you have, you know, it looks into the courtyard, and that means you have what's outside, but people can't see what happens inside, right? Because then you can move inside the house. So in the courtyard is where all the things happen that are inside the house. And so therefore the courtyard of the heart, that's where then the mind is absorbed in thinking and everything like that. What's important to it, like that. Then there's what's outside, but what's important to it is what's in the courtyard. And so then here is that the courtyard of Vrindavan means just the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the Lord and his devotees and hearing and chanting about their glories. That's what, you know, he wants to see going on in the courtyard. When will mind be attached to the court? This is in the courtyard of this mind.
Right.
Yes.
Also, I think that traditionally the courtyard is built in such a way that the light goes to all the rooms and everywhere.
Yes, yes, of course. Yeah, that's the whole idea, is that light comes from outside the house, but it also then, that makes the barrier for the outside can't come in more than that. Then on the inside rooms, then they have windows on the inside. There's verandas around those, so you can walk around. And then in the middle is the courtyard. So then, everything comes in that way. And that. So you have a big house, but you don't have to have this huge roof and all these things that are a big trouble. So here you have these smaller roofs, the smaller everything. Everything's of a nice size, but at the same time, it works very, very well. You know, so like that, and it works very nice. Then you can have one story, two story, whatever it is, but there's a courtyard, you know, so you get sun there, you can sit in the sun, the kids can play there, you know, you can have programs there, you know, you have relatives come over, everything happens in the courtyard, you know. So in other words, it becomes the central feature of in other words, activities, pastimes are happening in the courtyard, so therefore then you know, when it was mind be attached to the courtyard of Vrindavan, that the Vrindavan is the inside place where it's everything's happening, you know. And like you said, yeah, light comes in there, light's in the courtyard. So he doesn't say, when will my mind be attached to, you know, under the stairs of Vrindavan? Like, no, it's the courtyard. Psalm 36, Nityananda Nishtha. So the last one was dedication to the worshipable object. So we see is that to the Panchatattva, Radha Krishna, to the Vaishnavas, to hearing and chanting about the Lord and serving the Vaishnavas, and accepting the reverence of the Vaishnavas. And when will my mind be absorbed in the pastimes of Radha Krishna? Song 36, Nityananda Nishta, attachment to Lord Nityananda. Nitai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Shushitala, Jaychayai Jagata Judar. Heno Nitai Vine Bhai, Radha Krishna Paite Nai, Dridha Kori Dharo Nitai Pai. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. The world wants to have real peace. It should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And because material world is considered the tapa, that's the, in the Pancharatrika initiation, that's the first aspect. Tapa means the understanding of Krishna, that the material world is like a raging fire, the burning fire of material existence. And so it's not actually the place for putting your attention, putting your focus. Therefore, then, that's the first aspect of initiation. So then here, by the grace of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, you get the soothing moonlight, not of one, but of millions of moons. One moon is so soothing. So millions of moons, then you'll be relieved from the suffering, from being absorbed in material desire, material endeavor, material goals, like that. And then without taking shelter of Lord Nityananda, you're not going to get, how you're going to be absorbed in pastimes of Radha Krishna and their service. Because if you're absorbed in the material, how you'll be absorbed in the spiritual? Right? It won't come up. Se sambanda nahi jar, brita janma gelotar, se pashu boro durachar. Nitre na bolila muke, majilo samsara suke, vidyakule ki koribe tar. It's interesting because this song, how it's the spelling on it, this seems to be going by what was there in the old book, which is appropriate and proper. But on these ones where you wouldn't say the last day, then they're dropped. He could be tar. But in the other songs, you see it has the tara, durachara, like that. Anyone who has not established his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu is understood to have spoiled his valuable human life. Such a human being is actually an uncontrollable animal, right? Because the animal just works for what is its benefit. And within that, they may work for their direct benefit personally, or their direct benefit means who's immediately near to them, or the community and this and that. So you have different levels of animals, but the point is it's just what's good for the sense, body and senses and mind of that group, that's all. So they're an uncontrolled animal because they'll just be absorbed in what's going to be good for them. Because he never uttered the holy name of Lord Nityananda, he's become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him? So much education is there, so much ability that, the family traditions are there. So, you have good families there, all these traditions, you have the pride and facility from that. Good education is there. And so now you have all the facilities that go along with that. And so then the idea is that you're thinking, I am very well situated. But Narottam Das Thakur is pointing out, if you haven't established your relationship with Lord Nityananda Prabhu, serving him, then all these other things become useless. Because what will they get you? They'll get you simply another birth. You can't guarantee you'll have that education, you'll have that family tradition, right? Because in that, if there's the pride, one behaves badly, one doesn't respect, one doesn't, then why we'll have those things, right? So all those things, that just disappears. So what will it do for him? So only when you engage all that in the service of Lord Nityananda, then you'll see then you move forward very nicely. Then in the association of Vaishnavas, one can worship Radha and Krishna. Ahankare matahoya nitaipada pasharia asatyere satya korimani. Nitayer koruna habe braja radha krishna habe daro nitai charana dukhan. Being maddened after false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking, oh, what is Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. End quote. The result is that he is accepting something false to be true. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha and Krishna, you must first achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When he is merciful towards you, then you will be able to approach Radha and Krishna. Therefore, you should firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Because you're thinking, well, materially, what will I gain from him? No, that's not the point. All your material things, they're here today, gone tomorrow. But if you catch hold of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, then giving up all that material desire within the heart, then you'll be able to approach Radha and Krishna. Because then, if you have material desire, how will you have spiritual desire? How many things can you have in one place? Right? Does that make sense? You know, it's just like, what can you do? You know, you look at the menu, you want everything on the menu, but you can't do that. It only takes so much. So the point is, as pointed out before, if you're absorbed in Radha and Krishna and their pastimes, and their devotees, you're completely satisfied. It satisfies all desires. There's nothing left unfulfilled. So therefore, then you want to give up all other concepts and just serve Radha and Krishna. For us, it seems like it's only this, but from the spiritual realm, that's magnificent. You know, so thing is all these other things. These are 8,400,000 ways you can try to distract yourself from worshiping Radha and Krishna. So we think, oh, but there's so many other things happening. It's only because of identifying with 8,400,000 species. Otherwise, then as a devotee, then it's only Radha and Krishna. Because then that includes all the activities of the body, mind, and words. So there's nothing left out. Nitayer charana satya, tahara sevaka nitya, nitai para sada koro ash. Narottama Boroduki Nitai More Koroshuki Rakoranga Charanera Ash. Right. So here they left the A's on, the other one they took them off. So I don't think that they're Viran. You could check if in Bengali they're Viran. The lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion, they are a fact. One who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. Right? Because those who are materialists, they'll think, well, where's the material gain? So therefore it's not fact, it's not real, it's illusion. It's just sentiment. Or for the impersonalists, then they're going to think is that, oh no, anything with form and all that, that's just sentiment, it's just illusion. You know, the Brahman, that's the reality. But he's pointing out, no, the lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion, they are fact. This is actually where the fact is. The other things, you're attributing qualities to them that don't actually belong to them. That your fruitive endeavors and gains, your renunciation and detachment, the potency for that are all coming from the lotus feet of Nityananda. So if you take shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda, then all these wonderful things come to pass. But otherwise, then if you think that they're, that they're an illusion, then you'll miss out. You'll be stuck on the material platform. You can't get beyond. This Narottama Das is very unhappy. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. My dear Lord, please keep me close to your lotus feet. Right. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is a song by Narottama Das Thakur, a great acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. He has written many songs about the Vaishnava philosophy, and they are approved as completely corresponding with Vedic instructions. So here Narottam Das Thakur is singing that the whole world is suffering under the blazing fire of material existence. Therefore, one takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So we should relish this instruction of Narottam Das Thakur, that in order to get relief from the pangs of the blazing fire of this material existence, one should take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, because there is cooling as the moon rays of millions of moons combined together. That means one will immediately find a peaceful atmosphere. Just like a man works the whole day, and if he comes under the moonshine, he feels relief. Similarly, any materialistic man who comes under the shelter of Lord Nityananda will immediately feel that relief. And so people are looking for relief from all the difficulties that are there from engaging on the material platform. And so that aspect is they're trying. So they're trying all different kinds of things. So being out in the moonshine and being out there and walking around, then that's all very nice. I'm saying talking about being in the moonlight, not taking advantage of moonshine. And though some do that as a way to relieve themselves of the difficulties in the material world. So everyone's looking for that. So it's being pointed out that taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, then you'll actually feel that relief from material existence. Then he says, Nitai Para Kamala, Koti Chandra Shushitala, Jai Chayai, Jagata Dujai, Hena Nitai Bhine Bhai, Radha Krishna Paite Nai, Daro Nitai Charana Dukani. He says that if you are anxious to go back home, back to Godhead, and become associated with Radha and Krishna, then the best policy is to take shelter of Nityananda. Se sambandha nahija means if you want the become associated with Radha Krishna, the best policy is to take shelter of Nityananda. Right? So therefore, then it's there. Because we saw, as you mentioned before, Gadadhar Pan is my family heritage. And so that's the aspect of Gaur Gadadhar. That's our heritage. But the point is that if you want to serve Radha and Krishna, then you have to get the mercy of Nityananda. Right? He says, Gadadhar is Radharani, why not there? But the point is unless you've given up attachment to the material world, how you'll take shelter of Radharani? Unless you've given up Mahamaya, how you'll take shelter of Yoga? Right? It means, of course, as devotees, sadhakas we're always trying to do, but the point is this idea to sidestep Lord Nityananda, and that will get you to Radha Krishna by going through Gaur Gadadhar. No, it's those who have the mercy of Lord Nityananda, they can appreciate Lord Chaitanya and the members of Prajapati. Right? Because by his grace, you give up the material desire, therefore you can appreciate the position of that. Se sambandha nahijar brita janma gelatar. One who has not been able to contact Nityananda should think that he has simply spoiled his valuable life. I mean, because otherwise, what's the point? If you can't attain to service to Radha and Krishna, then what's the point? Brita janma gela. Brita means for nothing, and janma means life, and gelatar means spoiled. Because he has not made connection with Nityananda. Nitya means eternal, Ananda means pleasure. Material pleasure is not eternal, that is the distinction. Therefore, those who are intelligent are not interested in this flickering pleasure of the material world. Each one of us as a living entity is searching after pleasure, but the pleasure of which we are seeking is flickering and temporary. That is not pleasure. Real pleasure is Nityananda, eternal pleasure. So Nityananda, by taking shelter of Nityananda, then you're taking shelter of eternal pleasure. Not the material, because material is temporary, so it's not eternal. So by taking shelter of the Lord, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, then we're able to go beyond the temporary happiness of this world and go to the realm of eternal happiness, like that. Because everyone's looking for happiness, but we being eternal are looking for eternal happiness. When the happiness comes out to be temporary, we always get disappointed. So he's saying, why you want to do that? If you don't take shelter of Lord Nityananda, you're just wasting your life. Yes, but you take shelter, and then Nityananda, then it's the eternal happiness. So that's the point. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.